This is a Cattle Cast Extra.
We are on location in East Lansing at Wharton Center and joined now by Deidre Lang, who plays Miss Shinecoff in School of Rock the Musical, running now through September 23rd. Deidre, welcome.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Now, you've been a part of numerous Broadway tours, both national and international, including The Lion King and Tommy and Hairspray. But what was your first acting job?
First acting job, let me see. Actually, right out of high school, went to Europe, 18 years old, and I did a show called Bubblin' Brown Sugar. Okay. And it was a non-union show, but I was, you know, it was my first gig. Was the youngest in the cast. Great experience to be over in Europe and also sing, dance, act, and everything. And I learned a lot over there. So that was my first gig.
Do you always have aspirations to be on the stage?
Ever since I was like, I guess 10 years old, I used to watch old movies like Fred Astaire and Ginger Rogers, Frank Sinatra, Eleanor Powell. And I knew back then, I would have my mother wake me up, you know, at 11 o'clock. You know how they used to come on late at night?
Right.
So I would have her wake me up. You know, I'm going to go to sleep, but wake me up. And I would watch the movies. And after I watched that, I knew that this was what I wanted to do.
Now, for those that aren't familiar with School of Rock, what is the show about?
Basically about a young guy who, you know, he's a so-called, I guess you could say, loser. And he steals a job from one of his friends. It's at an elite school, an elementary school, and he wants to be a rock star. He's always wanted to be a rock star. So he goes in there. He's supposed to be a substitute teacher, but he ends up teaching them how to play instruments instead. Nobody knows. So at the end, it's like they end up learning how to play instruments, but they haven't gotten any kind of, you know, studies in. And then their parents find out, and it's basically, you know, they kind of save his life. The kids save his life, and he kind of like helps the kids have a voice too. So it's a good feeling show. I think everybody can get something out of it. It's fun.
And this is based on the 2003 film, School of Rock, with Jack Black and Joan Cusack and all of that. Now, the Broadway version not only features the music from the movie, but 14 brand new songs by Broadway legend Andrew Lloyd Webber. Is that right?
Yes. Andrew Lloyd Webber. There's one song actually that I love that he wrote. It's called If Only You Would Listen. And it basically is the kids, you know, telling their parents, you know, we have a voice, you can listen to us. And it's like, it's a tearjerker. The first time I saw it, I started crying. Yeah, all the songs from Andrew Lloyd Webber. It's just, it's great. We got to meet him, you know.
Did you?
So that he came to the show. I forget which city it was, but it was great getting to meet him.
Now, the children in this show play all their own instruments?
Yes.
Is that right? So now, did they have to know how to play before they came in to be cast for this?
Yeah, pretty much. Some of the kids learned, parents taught them, you know, said, okay, we want you to get in this show, so you're going to learn. You know, kids learn fast.
Right.
But most of them started, I think, when they were like 4 or 5 years old, playing guitar, drums. They know what they're doing, basically.
Very talented cast and crew, of course.
Yes.
If you could pick your all-time dream role, what person or play would you be most interested in being a part of?
Oh, that's a good question. I didn't think about that one.
There are so many out there. I mean, you've been a part of so many amazing ones already.
I've done a lot of shows. Dick Katz back in the day. And I was like 18 years old when I did it. So I would love, and I was an understudy for Grisabella. Mm-hmm. So something on the lines of that, like a big, you know, Broadway belt. I would like to actually, now that I've lived some life, I wouldn't mind going back and doing like a role like that.
Now, you were a fly girl on the 1990 series In Living Color.
It was fun. I think back then, we didn't know how big the show was going to be. So, you know, being a dancer, you go on auditions, you do this and that. And I was at the first audition, and they picked 5 of us. And at the audition, there were maybe like 20 girls. Then we got picked up, and then it was like 300 girls. Then after it was like a hit the next season, there were like thousands of girls. So it's like by that time, I was like, okay, I think this is going to be a hit. You know, so it was just great. Jim Carrey, Keenan Ivory Wayans, Jennifer Lopez. Me and Jennifer were really good friends, and she used to say, Dee, I'm going to be an actress. I'm going to be a star. I'm like, okay, we'll see. And she ended up doing it. So it's like, you know, I'm so happy for her that she got as big as she did. But we had a good time. It was a good group of people.
You still stay in touch with some of them?
I stay in touch with actually one of a few of the fly girls I'm still in touch with. I see them, you know, occasionally we go have coffee or a glass of wine. And when I'm in LA, you know, and I still talk to David Alan Greer. I still talk to Tommy Davidson. Got their numbers in my phone. So I'm like texting, hey, Tommy, what's up? You know, but yeah, we still keep in touch.
An amazing career so far. And I feel like you're just in the middle of it all right now. But
yeah.
It's really exciting. And we're glad that you're a part of the School of Rock. And
well,
I know people are going to have a kick getting to see it in person.
Yes, come see it. It's a great show. You're going to have a great time if you see it.
And tickets are still available for School of Rock, the musical, playing now through Sunday, September 23rd at Wharton Center. For tickets, go to whartoncenter.com or call 1-800-WHARTON. Deidre Lang, thanks for joining us on CattleCast.
Thank you so much.
Imagine a place that lets you download a hot new bestseller, stream a TV series, listen to the latest music releases, even borrow a sewing machine or Wi-Fi hotspot. No, it's not an expensive subscription service or a giant online marketplace. It's your local library, and it's all free to cardholders. Capital Area District Libraries. Everything right here.
Right here.